Now live in studio with us is Idol SA 2018 winner Yanga Sibethwa. On my show at the end of last year, Lindo and I did a telephonic interview with the 17-year-old singer soon after her big victory on national television. She is now here at Oryx Radio in person to talk to me and Lindo about her life after Idols, her plans for 2019 and her upcoming performances and new music. Welcome to the station, Yanga, and how are you today?
Hi! I'm glad to be on the station with the amazing listeners of Oryx Radio. I mean, it's a great day. I feel good.
What have you been up to since winning Idols at the end of last year?
So what I've been up to since I won Idols, I've been gigging. Like, I've been on so many gigs. I've been performing. I've been doing telephonics. Like, you guys, did a telephonic with me. I've been doing appearances as well. So it's been lots of fun, like performing and everything, and just doing something that I'm passionate about.
So what's in store for your fans of 2019?
2019, I'm releasing my album. I'm just broadening my audience as well with the album, because it's going to be a gospel album, and I'm trusting God it's going to be a gospel album. Please. If that does happen, of course, there are people that were not watching Idols, and there are people who just love music on its own. So maybe some people didn't watch Idols and they'll just know me as the new kid on the block. And by that way, I am expanding my audience as well. Yeah.
Today we are celebrating the new year. Do you have any new year resolutions?
Yeah. Okay, I lost a lot of weight last year already, so I don't think I want to lose more weight at all. I'm so sorry. New Year resolutions. It's to become a better person, a nicer person, and stay humble.
So you find here at Oryx Radio with us. What do you think of Oryx Radio?
What I think of Oryx Radio, it's a very fun radio station, and people don't judge us because our phones just ring. So I think the initiative behind Oryx Radio is an amazing initiative, and I think it also brings confidence. It brings some, I mean, when you're going through some stuff and you feel isolated from the world, sometimes your self-esteem goes down, sometimes you lose confidence, and just by the fact that no one is judging me because I'm sick, no one is judging me because I can't do a certain thing, and you are allowing me to be a presenter, you're allowing me to say whatever I want in spite of my condition, I think it's a great initiative. Yeah.
I heard that you're going to focus on gospel. What do you like about gospel music?
So you heard. So I believe I'm called to do gospel music. It's not just a decision that I made, it's a calling, and it's something that I'm very passionate about. So if you follow me, I think by now you should know what my vision is, because I always mention it. My vision is to bring teenagers closer to God through music, and I think through gospel music it's going to happen. And I don't know what's going to come my way. I don't know what hurdles I'm going to face, but I'm doing it.
So who are the people that supported you through your singing career?
So the people who supported me throughout my career has been my parents, of course, my family, has been my fans and my friends as well. And my school, Rhodes High School. Shout out to them.
Before Idols, what was your dream and how has it changed now that you are an idol?
My dream has always been to be a musician, and to impact the world. I know it sounds impossible, but yeah. I'm just like that. I always think out of the box. I try my best to. So my dream has always been to impact the world through music, through performance arts, through gospel music. And the vision and dream and goal has always been the same before I won Idols, and it's still the same. Nothing has changed.
So this is a music show. So when you're stuck in traffic, what music do you listen to?
Hey, that's a tough question, because I barely listen to music these days. Like, you know, you need some quiet time because, like, there's a lot of things that happened. Like, it's very busy. Like, it gets really busy. So, like, when I'm in the car stuck in traffic, that's the time I get to just get some air in my mind, if there's such a thing, if it exists. That's where I get some peace and quiet to think about, yeah, the day. And, yeah.
How often do people ask for your autograph now that you're an idol?
I don't know about my autograph. I know about pictures. Because you asked for my picture.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
Anything else I'd like to say? Yes, there's a lot I'd love to say. But for now, the only thing I can tell you is that go for your dream in spite of your condition, your situation. Nothing defines you. Only your dreams and yourself can define yourself. And whatever you want to do defines you, of course. And the decisions you take, whether it's good or bad, they have an impact on who you are, and it reflects on who you are. So make sure you take the right decisions in life. And even if you take the wrong decision, get up and try again. And if you have a dream, go for it. I am a girl from Edoft. It's a township. It's like rated number one in crime. Come on. Who would think someone from Delft would win idols? Who would think something good would come out from a situation like that? But yeah, fortunately, by God's grace, I'm here. So there's hope. Trust me, there's hope.
So we're going to play one of your songs after we're done with this interview. But I have one request. Could you just, like, sing for us something?
I'll sing along.
You're going to sing along.
Yes.
Okay. So now we will be playing Nyanga's song, Scars.
Kissed me and then you lied to me. Touched me and then denying me. So you wonder what your love can do. Now you asking about my bruises too. Sometimes it's quick but always stays so long. I'm feeling better but you never gone. Left me covered in scars all over me. All that's left of what's ours all over me. You took your things, left your keys, bittersweet memories. Left me covered in scars all over me, all over me.
Something barring there.
Missed me and then you had to go and mess it all up with who I'll never know. I'm living proof of what bad love can do. I got the heartache and the bruises too. Sometimes it's quick but always stays so long. I'm feeling better but you're never gone.
Bittersweet
memories left me.
much for that powerfulness here in
Thanks,
the studio.
Babe. Thank you. Just a reminder, you can download the song on all digital platforms. You can get it on what do you call it? Play Store. You can get it on Google Play. You can get it on Deezer, Spotify, Joox. You can get it anywhere. Just buy the song, you know, because you're gonna get the heartbreaks, and then yeah, the song is gonna heal you. Trust me. And please don't forget to follow me on Instagram. My handle on Instagram is @yanga, YANGA _ Sobetwa, SOBETWA. On Twitter, it's the same, @yanga _ Sobetwa. On Facebook, it's Yanga Sobetwa. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sure.